Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show. This is where myself and Billy Body go over everything that happened this week. Well, in WWE's world, in professional wrestling. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast, at Lingus Mafia. Kev Manning, along with at Dirty Sheets Com. That's Mr. Billy Body.
Hi.
I don't know. Are you excited for Rumble? I mean, Rumble is Rumble. You know, you do get excited for that, but without crowd, I don't get excited for, like, if there's surprises, you know, because I don't think they'll really do that.
No, I can't believe they didn't try to do something for this. Like, you didn't have to sell tickets or, you know, move it so that, like, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 people or whatever could get in. But you should have done something. I just don't understand how this is going to be happening in the Thunderdome. It really, like, undermines it as... obviously, we had SummerSlam here. Mm-hmm. With SummerSlam and Royal Rumble, it's debatable, you know, what's 2 and 3. It varies in different years. Sometimes they go all out with a SummerSlam, and sometimes, like, you know, you're really hyped for a Rumble. Most of the time, it is Rumble because it's giving away the...
Yeah. Billy is cut out for a moment. I get that they're trying to do everything being big at Mania. That's the first time everyone comes back, and make that a special thing, and, like, that's what you want to christen it back with. I do understand that. So I'm not going crazy. I'm going to be thankful as fuck when we finally see anyone. I mean, at this point, if they put, like, 2,000 people at a fucking show, I'd be thrilled, because it's humans, and I need to, I mean, we'll get into, like, this goes right into the SmackDown thing from this week, because Roman walks in the ring and they're piping in "You suck" chants.
So this is what I'm saying, but with SummerSlam, they moved into this building.
Yeah.
And it felt like they were doing something. It was like something different. They were doing it. They were not accepting of SummerSlam being just in a performance center, so it was an upgrade, but you've not upgraded again. Like, as other places are moving forward and ahead of you, mm-hmm. like there's boxing going down regularly in Texas in front of 50%. It's like, look, we know they don't really get. It's not insane, though.
No, insane that they're not doing it.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah. It's like, then go there. You know, I don't fucking get it. It's like, they go, well, we can't. No. You're able to travel. Fucking go to the places that can. Well.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I don't understand it. Are they that corporate now? Are they under some sort of radar? I just don't understand it. Like, there's something that's...
I feel corporate.
Between them being completely cavalier with... Remember they were like going, we're doing WrestleMania in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Until we're told. Until we're dragged out of there.
Yeah. They need to shut down the country or we're going through with it. Now there are shows and they go, no, we can't do it. I guarantee they are that politically correct fucking pussville that Vince used to fucking snub his nose at and say, you know, we buck the system and everything. And now he is not. He does not fucking buck the system for shit. So right off the bat with Roman going in the ring, right, and people chanting the "you suck," they chant this thing that's piped in and he stands there like he's upset at the crowd. And I'm like, so he should be yelling at the officials of WWE, Kevin Dunn in the truck. He should be calling him out saying, I put food on your fucking table and you're going to pipe that in. Obviously, it's not the fans doing this. It's the fucking company.
But they're telling you it's the fans doing it.
Oh, God. That's... They can't be truthful with one thing and make believe with another and then go back. It's fucking awful with this. This put me off right off the bat. It was a better show, but this put me off to start. Roman calls Adam Pierce a puss, which is fucking funny. I saw, look at them, oh, edgy over here. And he says it took the pandemic for him to miss time. He starts complaining about things hurt. Maybe he can't make the Rumble. You know, this hurts. My neck hurt. My back hurt. This brings Pierce out, who's like, okay, I get it. And Roman runs him down and says, you never made it to the WWE. But meanwhile, he's there now, so I guess he did make it to the WWE. As far as this goes, then Adam gets sick of Paul Heyman laughing in his face, and Paul says he could whip his ass. So he agrees to a match together. They have they say, we're going to have a match tonight. Okay. Best line is Paul says, I'm not a lawyer, but I come from a synagogue full of them. I thought that was fucking great. So that's going to be the event for tonight, and we'll get to that. Sammy comes out and handcuffs himself to the barricade with a Justice for Sammy sign, feeling like he got screwed. And so he's just going to sit there in the aisleway. Okay. And he sits there like Bernie Sanders so he can get in memes. That's what he's doing. Next match is to start. So I guess Sammy's going to sit there through the night at this point.
Well, that's what we think. I don't get that Bernie thing. Like, he's in memes.
Yeah.
He's sitting there with his mask. What, why?
Just because he looks goofy. I just think it's just funny looking, I guess.
Who looks good in the mask, though?
I mean, it's his mittens, I think, more than anything else.
There'll be Shelton ones now.
God. I fucking fell over, and we'll get the Shelton Benjamin, which I'm surprised is not all over everything at this point, but I haven't been searching it out. Liv and Ruby with Billy at ringside versus Charlotte and Asuka for the tag team titles. It's amazing that they almost didn't hire Lita because she has a tattoo. And now we have a scribble board called Ruby out there who has them from her puss to her fucking eyeballs. Billy distracts at the wrong time after a great transition from Codebreaker into Natural Selection. I enjoy the finisher for the two of them to do this. So tag champs win this. Billy's in the back with the squad, and they say they can't take it anymore, and they boot her out. What's your best guess? What do they do with Billy now? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. What are they doing with Peyton? Long match. It's becoming inevitable to me
that they're back together.
That they're back together at some point. I mean, she will just. It's a thing, like, you know, you could get some legs out of this where she could go from team to team for a few weeks, but you know what? They don't have any fucking teams.
Yeah,
they don't have enough women to have two women's titles mm-hmm. and put them across two shows. Let alone have a tag team division. They have tag team division, and they have.
Two world titles.
two world titles for these women, and they have under 20 women going for them.
I really don't get why they wouldn't say one world champion gets to go back and forth. I mean, I say the same with the guys, too. At least with the guys, there's enough of them to be able to have two. But I still say there should be one, and that should be it. And if they're going to do the women's thing like this, make one of them the IC title for women. And do it that way. Brian talks in the ring about how he wants to win the Rumble. Cesaro shows up, and Brian says he'll fight him. Cesaro says, no, I beat you last week, and gives an open challenge instead. Ziggler shows up. So it's Ziggler versus Cesaro. Brian on commentary, Cesaro wins. Sasha versus the Somalian. Now, I'm impressed with a Somalian, and I don't know why... I'm so impressed by him, like, more than Ricochet, because I think Ricochet probably could do more. If they were in a match together, I don't think they'd ever touch each other. That was it would just be flips and flops. I did not know he was really in Cirque du Soleil.
Well, I would assume that he's been involved in something. Otherwise, you know, why has he got all these skills for?
You should go to his Instagram, look him up. He's doing wild shit on Circus Soleil. Like, he has got a bunch of clips from that. And he does shit at the Performance Center. Like, he does a backflip but lands on his hands. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, that's a skill.
The best thing he's done is that he had his fucking head between Sasha's ass crack and pussy. Like, through multiple times during his match. And he had, like, putting his arms around her waist and everything. Like, he was getting to fucking live it out.
Like, I have a question for you later on about a worthy category I have later on Raw. Sasha wins. So if he's going to be a wrestler, I think they have almost pretty much buried him at this point. He's got to go to NXT just to do cruiserweight, right?
I don't know. Well, I wonder if, you know, they could have gone down this route a long time. There's guys from like Cirque du Soleil and gymnastics and everything that could come in and do this. But like, you know, there's more to it than that. But yeah, I mean, if this is, you know, impressive to people, then they should look at the route of getting people in. But obviously guys that are a bit bigger that can speak. And I mean, this is an ugly dude, I think. And, you know, but if you could get a decent looking guy and obviously who could speak at the same time and then could pull all this off, you might be able to like build something off that, you know, like a legit contender to do something.
We got to see if he can talk because he's not been given a chance at this point either. So Paul and Roman in the back, Paul thought Roman was going to help him out, but Roman says, no, you started this match. This is on you. So Paul's all freaked out that he's got to actually have a match. Apollo versus Big E, IC title. Sammy uncuffs himself during this match, runs in. Now listen closely. Beats up Apollo. Beats up Big E. The smallest, skinniest guy you ever saw in your life runs in and kills two of the biggest people you've ever seen in your life. Lays them out and walks off, much like Russo says. How is this believable?
He comes in and gets Apollo in the corner. He nails him in the corner first.
Yeah. He better use a fucking bat. I'm still not believing it. I don't care if he hit him from behind. There's two of these monsters. And one, he levels them?
How's Apollo? Apollo's not a monster.
He's a big boy. He might be short, but he is a wide motherfucker. He is big. I mean, he's not that much shorter than Big E. Big E's wide as well.
I thought nothing of this, to be honest.
Oh, I was just laughing because I see these two big black guys laying on the floor with the smallest, littlest fucking guy. It just beat them up.
He's taller than both.
But if you're fucking a buck 25, what? I mean, he could be maybe Giant Gonzalez a stretch, but I mean, you get a skinny guy against these fucking guys. Jesus Christ. I mean, I wouldn't believe it if fucking Owens ran in. It's the same type of shit. Speaking of Owens, he has a promo on Reigns from his car. Because Roman blocked him from getting in the arena. He's not allowed to come in. So he just talks to his phone. Street Profits are with Sonya in the back. And why is she... I still don't get how she's with the fucking GM now and all this.
I don't know. You can't even do the whole thing of like, she's furthering her career. She's doing whatever it takes.
Nothing.
She's doing whatever it takes, yeah. Right.
Now, here's a part where we could scream and yell. Obstacle course, Bianca and Bayley. This is so fucking bad. Now, Bayley has to do the obstacle course slow, mind you, because she has to be beat. So an obstacle course that you have to hurry up through, it takes her a while to flip a tire, which, okay, I could buy that it'll take you a bit to lift a tire that's big. Now it's run down the ramp to a fucking little hurdle thing where it's pretty much all you got to do is high step hurdles. It's not like a fucking run around, a jump over. And she stops. She walks down the ramp, first of all. And she stops at the fucking hurdles and like rubs her hands together and gets ready. And then does the hurdles and then celebrates that she did it. Which you have to lift your leg maybe a foot off the ground to do. She could have walked over them, to be honest. So now she has to stand in front of the military fucking walls. One, you pretty much just jump over. It's small. And then they get bigger. And she does the same thing. She stand there and she look. And she takes her time to get over each one of these things. And now she has to walk with on her back with some fucking weight for you know, a little guy. And then she has to do a layup of a basketball, which, of course, she misses first. And then she makes it. Now it's Bianca's turn who fucking flies through this and gets to the weighted person on your back. You have to fireman carry someone and Otis shows up. And that's why they had to take so much time, because she has to sit there and talk to Clark Gable for a while. And then carries Otis to a display. And then she has to do the basketball part, but she challenges Bailey for one-on-one. Bailey dives like a fucking moron on a basketball court, like you would fucking dive at the ball that someone's dribbling, unless it was the end of a championship. She crosses her over and lays up and beats her. Fuck. Why is this on my fucking television, Billy?
I get they were trying to show that... that she's strong, I guess.
God, but to make someone—I mean, it's buffoonery. If Bailey fucking ran it,
she's the strongest.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, then do it legit. She probably could go. You know what? Don't go full speed, but you could jog through it. Don't fucking stand and fuck. Oh fuck.
Yeah, and then going around those like fucking little. I mean, the obstacle course was fucking lazy. Right.
Yeah.
Like
they couldn't go outside.
No, but like they built stuff inside before when they were doing, when NXT
tough enough.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. When NXT was tough enough. Yeah. So they could have done that, but all they built here was you run around down the aisle,
mm-hmm.
and then you jump. Was it two bits of wood? That was it.
No, I think there was three, because there was one that was like she could have just stepped her leg over.
But there was nothing before the wood, was there? It was just right up to it.
No, see, and that's how I know you're not paying attention to a thing I say on this show. What were you doing? What were you doing that you did not hear anything I said because I caught you? There was the high step hurdles that she could have walked over 1 foot over her. She stood there and rubbed her hands. Before she ran over the fucking hurdles, which were, if you took a high step, you were over the hurdles.
So my point is that it doesn't matter that much, but it's like a fucking, it was a lazy obstacle course that they put together. Anybody could have like run through it. And this girl's been the champion for ages, through most of this year. And they don't let her look like that she can do the obstacle. How is she getting through the matches then? How is she getting through? I don't understand. Like how she's
uncoordinated, everything.
And so the whole point of this in wrestling terms, mm-hmm. is when Bianca wins this feud or wins the Royal Rumble and then wins this feud and then goes to face Sasha, Mania probably, what they're going to do. She needs to beat somebody.
Yeah,
like she needs to beat the ex women's champion. Like you know, it needs to be a good win, like en route. Mm-hmm. You know, they both beat Bailey, and now they're setting up Mania. If that's what they're doing, like she beat the girl that can't fucking run round, can't climb a wall, needed to have an easier course in terms of carrying Chad Gable. It's stupid. It's like. I always, you know, there's always like the saying, like, you know, build your opponents up so your win means something. But this company, like, don't do that no more. So, I mean, even got Drew McIntyre going, it would have been good to beat you when you were good. Like, and now, but now if I, when I beat you now, it's like beating my dad. Okay, then what about when he beats you then? Like, didn't that win need to be, you know, a big defense? Like, isn't this the first title match other than when he got involved with other than when it kept being rematches with Orton, and it was like, come on, like, you got that feeling it's like going to be, oh my, is he going to beat Orton like, you know, 3-4 zip?
Yeah.
And that's when it started to get worrying. The first couple weren't too worrying, especially with when you know the information as well. But in this instance, it's like, it's not Lashley, it's not Ziggler, it's not Seth Rollins straight after WrestleMania. It's like, you could lose, but if you win, it needs to be no mention of him being 50-odd, whatever. Like, that shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
His company, and it's not said by him, but himself, mm-hmm. because he just wouldn't do that. This company, they've got shortcomings in terms of having to build work around this whole situation that they're in. But then you can't give them a pass for their fucking stupidity and poor booking and boring segments and just dumbness. Like, this is just some dumb shit that falls in the big category of the dumb shit box through this entire year. And you can't give them a pass for that, because the situation that we're in, the Thunderdome and all that, that didn't make them stupid. They should have known how wrestling worked around that anyway, but they don't. Bruce Pritchard should not be working in the wrestling industry anymore.
That's getting into Raw. That's like right off the bat, pretty much, of Raw. But to finish out SmackDown, Corbin versus Dominic. Corbin wins. And then you have Pierce versus Heyman. Paul hurts himself, quote unquote, getting in the ring, and then says, card subject to change. Roman shows up and starts beating the shit out of Pierce. Kevin Owens then shows up in a hoodie. And then they fight. And that's the end of SmackDown. So getting into Raw. First thing I said is, hi, I'm Drew McIntyre, and I'm the poster boy for COVID. How bizarre was that, where he says, please, wear a mask, and then stares at the camera? I'm like, oh, no. He's saying, you know, lucky for me, and I started training after 4 days. I barely had any symptoms. Sure. And so he's in the ring, and Miz shows up with fucking Morrison, and I'm tired of those two. I really, it's not even the, it's more of X-Pac heat, because, and I don't mind them like as wrestler or whatever, but I'm tired of this shtick. They stand up and they're talking about how, oh, and he's going to cash in. He's going to be the champion. So we know he won't. Meanwhile, I'll look like a big fool if he does. And then Goldberg shows up and they stare down each other, him and Drew. Miz and Morrison keep on fucking talking. They then turn their attention to them. And like Spear and Claymore. I thought that they were gonna have a fucking tag match later that night after that, but Charlotte versus Shayna. But Jax jumps Flair like right off the bat, so they double team her. Mandy and Dana run out to help. Lacey, who's a bad guy due to losing a karaoke contest, she comes out. And now it's a 6-woman tag. The good guys win, but it's a count out. The bad guys are upset, they want another match. And so the good guys say okay, and they fucking lose. Woods versus Slapdick. They kill Woods after Woods actually wins this, because Slapdick is the jobber of the group, as we well know, because he's the moron. Turns out Ali is mad at Kofi because he took his place when Kofi became a star. Why do I feel that they just put that story together yesterday? Like, I don't recall this being part of the reason why. Like, I never heard them say this ever. Am I crazy?
What are you talking about? I told you this before.
But have they said this?
What do you mean?
Like, have they been saying this? I don't recall them saying it.
Recall them saying what? That like he replaced Kofi?
Well, I know they've said that, but I mean, in this storyline, has Ali been screaming about this? And that's why they're beating up Woods? Or is yesterday the first time that they said this?
I think he's been saying it. If he's maybe not on TV, I've heard him say it on social media, but that's because I was eating something. I've been keeping my eye on it.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted them to acknowledge that my story from years ago was correct, because I'd heard that Ali was supposed to be the guy that beat Bryan at WrestleMania.
That's so crazy.
Main event a couple of pay-per-views in Saudi with a belt. But, like, it seems like you don't remember me saying it.
Oh, I remember you saying it 1,000%. I'm talking about on storyline, and I know they have said before that this was, like, they have alluded to it many times that Kofi took my spot, it was supposed to be me. But in this storyline of this fucking retribution, has Ali said, this is why he's attacking Woods and they're beating them up because of Kofi? I don't think they've ever said that.
I think they have on social media, but nowhere else.
Okay. Yeah, your story? Yeah, 100 times. I've heard you've said that before, for sure. Two morons talk in the back. That's Riddle and R-Truth. You imagine these two now? This is what we get? Those two fucking idiots can't tie a shoe? The Hurt Business comes out, and this is the greatest, because I'm watching and I go, why is Shelton wearing a mask? I wonder what they're going to do with this. And then he turns his head and he fucking realizes he has it on, and he quickly yanks it off, and you see him mouth the word shit, and put it in his pocket as they stare at him.
Is it the how is the camera guy standing in front of him going, how has he got through Gorilla?
I don't know. And Fausti said, do you think they all said to each other, hey, don't say anything, let's see if he fucking notices? I don't know how the thing was practically covering his eyes.
And yeah, I know. I always know I got that fucking
oh, God, out. You know. Yeah, fuck. But he turned his head and you see him like jump. He was like, fuck. And I laughed because he started laughing on the way to the ring. I'm like, oh, I would love to hear this backstage shit. You have got to find out if they were like, what the fuck? And busting his balls or if they're actually mad.
I text Drew like today a picture and he was like going, and he said to me, did he wear that out to the arena?
Oh, didn't even know.
And I was like, yeah.
Send him that video.
Like, I was like, you know, so, yeah, I did eventually, but yeah, they're not watching the show. I think they genuinely, yeah. I think do their bit and then they get sent back to the room.
Shit. Yeah. That sucks because, man, I figured that. And then I'm like, you know what? Vince would be so fucking probably pissed off because it's bringing, you know, attention to fucking COVID. Who the fuck knows with him? He has Drew talk about it, but then doesn't want to fucking acknowledge it. It's weird.
If they had any, if they were smart enough, I would think that if they got them to, imagine they got them to act this out, to show that they do take restrictions.
That would be smart, but we know their acting skills wouldn't have been like that. The Hurt Business comes out and they give MVP a chain, a new chain. It says THB on it, and it should say THC, but because he has no gold, that's what they do. So R-Truth shows up, and all the jobbers run out because, you know, he's got a belt. Tucker, first time we've seen him in fucking 100 years. And now Humberto is out there? He shouldn't fucking be involved in this. I know he won the belt on Legends Night or whatever the fuck that trash was. But I guess he's garbage now. After Zelina left, he's trash. During all this, Riddle comes out and knees MVP in the face and then leaves because he's got a match later, a gauntlet match. Sheamus versus Morrison. Sheamus wins. And then Miz says, how about a handicap match? And Sheamus is a moron and says, okay, no problem. And they beat the shit out of him. Miz and Morrison win that. Charlotte now goes to talk to Flair in the back. This is a fucking another odd thing. Because he's in the back with Lacey and she goes, I need to talk to my father. So Lacey leaves. And she starts in with, I didn't make a fool of you. You're making a fool of yourself. You know, and brings up her childhood again, of course, about how, you know, he spent money on everyone but the family. It's always that. It's always let's, you know, make Flair look out like he was a pile of shit of a father and a husband. And I'm like, she fucking shit on him and told him fuck off. And so he got with fucking Lacey. Now she's pissed off. She started this. Well, he grabbed the wrong foot, whatever. But I mean, so he fucking is with another broad. Lacey shows up and beats the shit out of her.
Here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. They have a story for this. It was her getting rid of him years ago.
Yeah.
Remember when she, I can't remember how she did it. When we were in the ring and she was telling him, get out.
I don't need you. I'm my own person. You're a loser now, and made him cry, all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So why is he not just getting revenge for that? When he had his story. Why are they not airing that?
Because all of a sudden he's friends with her again, and since then, with no explanation that they patched everything up. AJ,
yeah, they could have patched everything up, but then he could have been also plotting, right? Because he's the dirtiest player in the game by title.
There you go,
and therefore makes even more sense what I'm saying. I hate it, sir. AJ, I just hate the inconsistency. I hate the mistakes.
It's constant. You know, and that reminds me a little bit, like, I listened to some Cornette stuff, and he was screaming about Russo in one of his clips, and he was like, a guy who's never been on that side of the barricade is writing TV. And I'm like, that's an odd criticism. Like, unless you were in the fucking ring, you shouldn't be able to write and know what the fuck happens in wrestling? Give me a break. That's a piss poor argument. But that's for another time. AJ versus R-Truth. AJ wins, so I guess AJ's the 24/7 champion, right? Oh, yeah, that title wasn't up for grabs. That's a shame. AJ would have loved to have that on his mantle. Bliss doing her playground shit in the back, backstage.
He should want that. I think that may be the only one he hasn't had. I don't know if he's won the tag title since he's been back. Since he joined WWE, sorry.
I don't know.
I mean, everybody wins everything, but yeah, I don't think he has. No, I don't think he has won the tag. I'm trying to think if they just give it to him for like some, you know how like sometimes two singles guys just win it and then they fall out, but I don't think he's done that story. No.
Bliss with her playground in the back, they show a lot of, you know, Orton stuff and, you know, her with Asuka last week, this and that. Now, here's my question, Billy. Where would you like to finish most with Bliss? Here are your choices. You finish on her face, you finish on her ass, you finish in her mouth, inside her pussy. Now, what do you pick?
Oh.
I think I know where you're going, though.
Yeah, I think inside pussy.
Yeah, that's what I knew you would say, because you knew you don't like a rubber. That really, you would go inside. See, I would prefer on the face or in the mouth. I mean, more on the face, because I would see it.
You know what, like, in principle, mm-hmm. like that, you know, that you, it's a good, like, visual and stuff. Yeah. But I don't like all that fucking working, getting out, working up, getting into position. Like, I don't like to like break that flow up. That's why it's like, I just like to build up to just fucking.
Just blast inside.
Blast inside everyone. Yeah. I haven't like, even like if some people are like, oh, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm not like taking this, that, or the other. You know, I pull out a little, you know, a little bit, and I can just come on the belly. Yeah. I don't like moving all the way up to places.
Oh fuck! I see this dark makeup, and I think about
permission to come where stairs I am is the preferential.
And then stay in and start. What do you start kissing after you finish? So while your dick just goes limp inside, is that what you do?
If depending on who it is, yeah, I try then to start kissing so that it can, so it doesn't go limp, so it can actually, so we can, so I can, I feel like I got much more chance of going again straight away if it doesn't come out.
That is true. You keep on the motion, you're okay. And God knows if you wear a fucking rubber, you're fucking done. That's a fucking joke. Immediately that fucking thing is done. With the dark makeup and everything like that and the thick eyelashes, I would like to finish on the face, because then you would see the makeup clump up and be, you know, it'd be a mess. It'd be a very mascara mess.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely get round to the face, but if it was like a one-time deal.
Oh, then you're trying to trap her.
Not trying to trap anyone, I don't think. Not after fucking going through this like whole like homeschooling situation at the moment.
God. It's
fucking doing my head in.
Now you don't want any more kids. Riddle.
I don't want any more kids that I have to educate. No.
There you go. Yeah. As long as you can hand them off to the mother, you're fine.
Not the mother, like the school. why is the school's closed? I mean, that's just unthinkable. Like, we're living through bullshit that we should never have to deal with.
We just started opening up stuff again. Fucking miracle over here. So Riddle has a gauntlet match, and he has to go through the Hurt Business to get a shot at the U.S. title from Lashley. So you know he's going to fucking win. He beats everyone. I'm like, the Hurt Business is almost a retribution. They don't ring true to me yet. I need them in front of a crowd, I think. They're not doing it for me. Like, they don't threaten me at all here. Edge says he's entering the Rumble. And then we get Bliss versus Asuka for the title. And I started thinking, oh, fuck, Bliss is going to win this fucking thing. Just because it's hard to have her lose if she's going to be, you know, doing all this magic shit. How do you have her lose? She turns into her old self. They go, oh, it's the goddess. And you forget how good she used to look with these outfits and with the ass hanging out. And she's very pale because there's no sun now, and the titties and everything. But then she goes back into her little playground dress, this and that. She has multiple outfit changes. And then Orton shows up with a burnt face and RKOs her. And that's the end of that match. And that's how Raw goes off the air.
A few bits I didn't talk that much about.
Sure.
First of all, the Drew McIntyre Goldberg thing is just so unbelievably lazy. There's just no fucking thought that went into that at all. Like, that couldn't have been, it could not have been any worse done, or couldn't have been any more basic. You didn't know how to do anything with them. You just chucked out Miz and Morrison to just get beaten up, and then they fucking squared up. Like, that was 101 generic. If I was writing out the most boring thing that they could do with that segment, which they built up as the main thing to watch, it would have been that. So I'm not surprised. And there was nothing to keep people watching either. That's why I did a 1.8, even though it's unopposed, which is a really bad rating. And the other one was Edge's speeches now.
Yeah.
Like, last year when he was talking about when he was giving them in the build-up to the Orton match, when he was talking about what he'd been through and how Randy had taken this away from him and that tried to take this and that away from him, it all worked.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work if this is your promo every single time.
It is always I had to give up my fucking title and I had to retire. Now I'm coming.
It's a dark room. It's him looking down the camera, being really serious and saying what this means and what that means. It's like, yeah, this was a really good promo the first time you did it. And this was a good promo when you were like doing the go home for the greatest match ever. You know, when he was trying to talk about how the pressure was on and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, is this a company rib? And, you know, he said some good things within that build, but it doesn't fucking work. This didn't work for me at all. And this, when it's bad, because like, we haven't fucking seen him since then. Like, for 6 months he talks, and then he does the, you know, the quiet room promo, looking at the camera, retelling your story and your comeback and everything. It's like, dude, just fucking come back when there's some fans there and get the pop as a surprise. This is so fucking basic. This is so basic. Don't announce this. He needs to come back and get the pop again as a surprise in some sort of situation, either attacking Orton out of the blue, wherever. Like, I don't need him to be at WrestleMania. And if he's going to be at WrestleMania and whatever, he didn't need to re-return at the Rumble, because as far as I know, he's not winning it. Yeah. So I don't know why you're doing this. It wouldn't surprise me if this Fiend Orton thing runs till Mania, because why use Edge and Orton part 3 now when there's no fans there anyway? Why not just finish up Fiend and Orton, and you can do it in some kind of wacky match at Mania anyway to get you out of, well, you're going to have fans there, so I guess you don't have to get out of the arena. But still, like, I think if they go to like this 2-night stadium show and it's 3 hours a night, think of the viewers at home. You do need a Firefly Funhouse or a Boneyard match or whatever for the people at home. Like, fuck the people that are going to be there. Like, it's going to be 2-3 hour shows from what I'm told. God. And still, like, the people at home after 6 hours of wrestling over 2 nights, they're going to need other matches. So whether they even air it to the crowd or whether they just air it for the people at home or whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, you need to break up Mania. But the point is that you can do Fiend and Orton, and you can have Edge face McIntyre because no one else has. And you can go different directions with things and then get back round to Orton and Edge later on, because they still need to have the third match, but they don't need to have it immediately right now. I mean, Mania is going to have fans there, so it's going to be much better than the situation they were in last year, but I don't think you need to go straight to it. I don't think this Fiend thing with Orton needs to be rushed, and I don't think you need to put Edge in with Orton, because then Fiend has nobody. You cannot heat up any kind of feud. You can't go through the Orton feud quick. You can't conclude the Orton feud now properly and have anybody there for the Fiend to face, unless they pretend that some wrestler is fucking Alexa or her real life partner is a trained wrestler, and he's trying to like release her soul or some bullshit. Because we saw that, like, you know, she was crying when she went back to her normal character. I don't know what that is. Like, you'd like to think there's layered writing and it actually means something, but I tell you right now, it doesn't mean anything. Nothing here means nothing. It's just time-killing TV with no fucking thought put into it, even to the point where holes of logic are not covered up. Mm-hmm. This is fucking shit. Like, I tell you one thing, the only way you enjoy this and give it a pass is if you don't watch anything good. If you watch this... and then you watch AEW and you watch TNA Impact and you watch Japanese shit, and then you don't have time for any other television like Walking Dead, Cobra Kai, whatever, stuff on Netflix, stuff going on around the world. The news is fucking, it has more storylines than this. it's just awful. It's just so badly done. They're so fucking lazy. Like, even just to pick any storyline and it's lazy. Matt Riddle is getting a title shot, okay, but then he wanted a title shot before, and then he pinned Lashley in a match that he cheated in as a babyface. The next week he got fucking beaten to death, so that like puts him out of the picture, and then he gets his feet stomped on, beats three men and gets the title shot again anyway, and the three men, two of them are arguing. After they win the tag team titles, they fall out for no reason. After they won the belts, they fall out for no reason. Like, I don't understand how that makes any sense. Like, what are they arguing about when they're holding the belts? They weren't arguing before they won them. They started arguing after. And then Nia and Shayna. They won the belts. They were put together, and they won the belts for the sake of. They didn't like each other, but they got together for the sake of winning the belts. You don't have the belts now. So why did you need to go for the belts again when the whole storyline was, oh, no, we're doing this to win the belts. We hate each other. We can't, you know, we can't wait till this is done. But like, now we're sticking together for what? For the rematch clauses, which don't exist as of the speech in at the end of 2018, where they blamed Baron Corbin for destroying the company, and and they were going to reset everything, and it was going to, and they were going to listen to the fans. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, totally, with all of them in the ring, right?
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to listen to the fans. We know what you want. We know the podcast you listen to. We looked at the charts, and we're going to bring in that guy to save the rings. We're talking to him right now, and he's going to come in, and he's got a lot of ideas. He's got great ideas, and he's going to save the show, just like he reinvigorated the podcast game. Jesus. Without even knowing probably how to
press how, record.
How to get on. yeah, exactly. Oh, it's just awful. I can't. Like, what are we approaching? Like, seriously, we're talking about this as if we are in the month of October or whatever, where this kind of goes south always. Like, this is fucking WrestleMania season. We're fucking 5 days away from Royal Rumble.
It's some fucking dark days, dude. I mean, I asked my cousin, I said, oh, are you, watch Rumble? And he goes, I haven't watched since Mania. And I'm like, you know, and I can't even be like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, you're probably right. It's nothing fucking... I mean, like I said, I'd like to fucking use it as, well, when we had COVID, there was nothing on, and that was our only thing to hold on to. I think they could have made so much of it when they were the only game in town. People would have came back that weren't watching anymore because it was the only quote-unquote sports, and they didn't fucking go all in for it. Well, no. That's it. So, that's it. You can find
me.
Go ahead.
Do you have any?
What?
I just read a story. Joe Rogan said MMA, UFC's Joe Rogan to transgender MMA fighter Fallon Fox, you're a fucking man. Do you have any predictions for this Rumble? Like, in terms of the two title matches and the two Royal Rumbles? Well, at least we should do that.
You know, I really don't have any fucking, like, I haven't thought about it.
See you later, guys. See you next week.
Exactly. See you guys.
he doesn't. He,
I haven't even thought of it. And that's the scary thing. Usually I'm like, who's going to do this? And who could I see win? I have not even, it's not even crossed my mind, which is fucking scary. I mean, you saying Bianca, I'm like, I hope not. I really hope not. I don't think so. I hope not. Don't do it, Billy. Say no. Say no.
What were they building her up for then this week then?
I mean, it's going to be two good guys then? I don't know.
Two SmackDown guys too.
Yeah.
Well, two SmackDown guys because I think the other one will be Brian, but
get Rhea Ripley back in there, which she can come out and pose and dance on stage while someone's getting killed for 5 minutes. I would rather see that. Fuck. Yeah, I have fucking zero thoughts. Where could they find your stuff to get the gambling stuff, though? Your gambling tips for wrestling. This is a big one.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just checking my kid's asleep. And he's... I'm pretty sure he's pretending to read and he's looking and he's playing Nintendo Switch.
Look, is the book glowing?
Let me catch him while we're recording. Austin, sitting in the bed. Stand up. Why did you flinch when I came in?
I didn't flinch.
You did. You picked up the magazine.
He was beating off.
I was reading it.
Where's the Nintendo Switch then? And you think I'm dumb? And it's underneath him. Like that's it now. You can't have this at all. Put that. There's no point reading now. There's no way you're on that page, is there?
I don't read it.
Put that down now. Just forget it. No more reading before bed. When you go to bed, you go to bed now. That's it. Okay.
Busted. Busted, oh, baby.
Oh, he moved funny. Immediately as soon as I hit the door, and then he picked up the fucking magazine, and then he picked up the comic, but he's like he opened it like 40 pages in to something that he started.
That's funny.
<It's> fucking idiot.
He don't know how to do it right. Shit, that's great.
He don't have to do anything right. Like he does these things where he disappears for his like schoolwork for a bit, and he goes and he says like. I'm going to the toilet, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to like, I want to go and work in my room." Yeah. Oh, and he's on like the PS5 or whatever. It's just the kids like he's good at like doing his doing the work and working stuff out,
mm-hmm.
but he's like street dumb,
bad at sneaky, so, yeah, not street yeah. smart, yeah,
yeah.
All right, where can we find your betting tips for this, Billy?
I'm at the dirtysheets.com is where all the wrestling news is, and they have a combat pack there which will get you for much cheaper per month. It will get you UFC, WWE, and the boxing. I will say my UFC is really shit this weekend. I did actually say I wasn't doing great before the main event of the last two fights, mm-hmm. and I said to people, I was like, you know what? Take a $25 parlay on the underdogs for the last two fights because this night I just don't like how it's gone so far, and we actually recuperated a huge chunk of money. We like barely lost anything, but that wasn't down to skill, that was down to like a gut feeling. So UFC's really really tough at the moment. You know these fights that are happening in Abu Dhabi,
mm-hmm.
it's because these fighters, the people that fight earlier. They get like the fight card starts at 2:30 a.m.
Oh shit!
So just to get it on American time, like so. By the time McGregor fought his fight, he was fighting 8:30 in the morning. I just don't think anyone is going to be right. At least it's a leveler. The very least it's a leveler. Like in terms of looking at the betting odds and going, oh, this guy's a clear favorite. Yes, these guys are clear favorites if everything plays out how it would do in terms of what their strengths are and under normal circumstances. But yeah, UFC's tough. WWE is not. So we will make money on the Royal Rumble this week. If you want all of my sports bets, go to lockbetting.com.
fuck me. We're 10-3 on US sports on Sunday, and that included getting out of my not taking any losses on the Packers. We made 250 alone just on the Chiefs, and we made nothing on Green Bay, but we lost nothing on Green Bay as well, because as I said on the NFL show, I was going to take a $100 and it was $100 hedge on the Tampa Bay to win the game on the money line, which Cav tried to tell me not to do. And I didn't listen to Cav, which is why we continue to make money. yeah, we were like 10-3 on 10-3 on Monday, on Sunday, and 14-2 yesterday. I have to show you this fucking, because it's unbelievable. I have to show you this, these results from yesterday. So yeah, we've caught some like serious fire at the moment. So if you head over to lockbetting.com, you can get all of the sports that we do. You know, NBA, the NFL's finishing up, but I'll tell you for free, I'm going to take Chiefs -3. Mm-hmm. So the NFL, the NBA, NHL at the moment, 19-5 in the NHL, soccer, tennis, we've had like 11 straight winning days. So all of that, Royal Rumble will be included in that as well. That's lockbetting.com. I'm sending you this now. You can have a look.
Okay.
So you can...
you should have took my Super Bowl prediction. The first set of the fucking first game of the year. Remember that?
First game of the year.
First, our football preview.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is your Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eh, yeah, you nailed fucking, would you lose two? One. Two. Two. I see two. Yeah, and two were a push. Otherwise, one, two, three. Oh,
push because the game's canceled.
Eight, nine, 10, 11 wins. 11 wins and two losses. There you go.
Yeah, but what about you got the page before?
Yes.
The two wins there as well.
Yeah. Jesus. There you go. So if you guys want to make some money, get over there.
The day was 14-2. So it's 11-2 here, and then there's 3-10 that are not on there. So
killing it as usual. Join us next week. We will be here. And as usual. And check out the Russo show.
Wait, who did you pick for the men's? I didn't hear you pick anyone for the men's. You're refusing to do it.
Yeah, I don't even know who the fuck's in it, to tell you the truth. I could not. My head's fucking blank with it. I have no fucking idea.
Bro. Austin, you still awake? What is that you've got now? You stole... Oh, my God, he stole my dad's phone. How much stuff have you got in the bed? Do you have two picks for the Royal Rumble? Austin, two picks for the Royal Rumble. Quickly.
Brian and Bianca.
Oh, yeah, Brian. I forgot about that. Yeah, Brian's supposed to be.
Were you just going to have the same picks as mine?
I didn't know that was your picks.
Why are you picking Daniel Bryan? You weren't picking Daniel Bryan before.
I was picking Edge and Bianca.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right.
I totally forgot that you had said that. Yeah, Brian's winning that fucking thing anyway. Shit, I forgot about that. All right, well, we'll fucking have I'll be getting home late on Sunday, so I'll be watching as I'm driving in the car probably, because I don't want to be behind. So that's what I'll be doing.
Well, I'm in my final. I think it's my final weekend in this fucking hell of living here, and I get my keys. I think on the 5th of February. For the flat.
There you go.
Fuck. Yeah.
All right. He's Mr. Billy Body. I'm Cav Manning, and we'll see you next show.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big ass piece of shit.